Dial up the dream. Make your daughter's journey to adulthood the best for both of you. Written and narrated by Colleen O'Grady. Additional content by Paul Stefano. Dedication. I dedicate this book to every authentic, imperfect, and invested mom who desires an ongoing and gratifying relationship with her daughter as she journeys to adulthood. Not only is mom committed to her daughter's dreams, she wonders what's possible for her. On her good days, she knows there's a dream for her too. Introduction. I told my 25-year-old daughter I was headed to La Jolla, California, to write the introduction to this book. "Can I come?" she asked. Well, I was dubious at first. At home in Houston, it only takes one dirty window to distract me from writing. Having her in my sight line, my favorite person in the world, the best of all possible distractions, no way would I get any work done. So, of course, I said yes. And no, I didn't do any writing for the 2 days she was with me. I had to extend my trip to finish this introduction, and yes, the delay was absolutely worth it. During our time together, we watched the seals in La Jolla Cove as we drank our morning coffee. We found fun places to eat, hike, and lie on the beach. She got a mani, I got a pedi. We poked around art galleries. She, quote, needed to buy sunglasses, and we both bought earrings. Last night, as we watched the sunset over the Pacific, she took a selfie of us with the sun shining through one of her new hoop earrings. Through it all, we talked and talked. In this relaxed space, she told me about all the good things in her life, her business expanding and her committed relationship, and she shared her struggles too. This time and these conversations are precious to me now that she lives in another city, also because it wasn't always like this. She left this morning at 5 a.m. to catch a plane home and return to her adult world. Her boyfriend is picking her up from the airport. These goodbyes are never easy, though I know I'll probably see her in a couple of months. During these mini reunions, I'm on top of the world. Such visits are the premier jackpot of dopamine hits for a mom. But visits are temporary, and it stings every time I say goodbye. As she nears 26, our relationship is such a blessing to me. She continues to get me out of my routine, inspire me, and teach me how to have fun. From drama to dream. If you told me 8 years ago, as my daughter is entering her senior year in high school, that I would A, have full confidence in her making a pre-dawn flight on her own, B, feel at peace with her ability to make big life decisions, not to mention run a business, and C, be sad when she left, but also kind of excited to get back to my life, well, I would have wondered if you'd ever met me. Now, as I look out over La Jolla Cove all by myself and settle in to write, I think about all the twists and turns I and every mom experience as our daughters slowly make the move from living under our roofs and by our rules to independence and figuring out their own rules as they inch towards their dreams. I think about how in the last 8 years my relationship with my daughter has changed, grown, and matured as she walked, sometimes stumbled, towards adulthood, and as I walked, often stumbling, toward becoming the mother of an adult woman. As a marriage and family therapist with a private practice specializing in the mother-daughter relationship, I've spent the last 28 years helping moms and their teen to young adult daughters positively navigate the murky waters of these transformative years. My last book, Dial Down the Drama, provides moms with the insights and strategies needed to successfully manage their daughters early to mid-teens while keeping their relationship strong. This book, Dial Up the Dream, focuses on the stage of development from the late teens through the mid-20s, when your daughter takes flight and begins to build her own life. In some ways, this emerging adult stage can be more stressful on both mother and daughter than the teen years, because the stakes are higher and the changes to the relationship more profound. Of course, each stage of parenting has its unique trials and difficulties. What makes this emerging adult stage exceptional, though, is how unprepared most of us moms are for it. We all know to brace ourselves for the turbulent teens, and when we're up to our necks in our teen's drama, we cling to the belief that when she finally leaves home, the hard part of parenting will be done. Even better, our mother-daughter relationship will be good again. That's not how it works. The drama and rash decision-making don't miraculously disappear at high school graduation. They dissipate slowly over the next several years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?